right, so today's episode of Magnify, we have a very special guest, Ben Eilers from Asian Hub 360, one of our partners at Showcase, a company I love. I love everything that they're doing for agents. It makes so much sense to me, and I wish I, when I was an active agent, that I had this kind of service in front of me that I could have taken advantage of. I'll let you give yourself the introduction, the company, your history in real estate, because I know you have some background with real estate too. It's always better coming from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
So I guess I'm the horse in this case.
Yeah, I'll let you take it away.
Thanks. Well, that's an inauspicious beginning there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Ben Eilers, and there's a lot of directions we can go in here. I think I'm probably the least important piece of it, but I've spent my entire career in real estate, and it's not only something I'm passionate about, it's really something that has become a mission for me to have agents be able to really do what they love in this business, which is not just serve great clients and guide them through a whole process, but to have their work over time produce a greater and greater business that gives them freedom to serve more, freedom to fill their bank account, you know, freedom to actually look into the future and have what they want out of this business. And technology has changed that dramatically for agents, and it's made it really, really complex. And so that's been the mission of Agent Hub 360, is for agents to be able today to really build a breakthrough business to a whole nother level of performance and get freedom back out of their business. So anyway, more to say, but I'll let you guide that.
Well, yeah, I would love our listeners to hear kind of a bit more detail about what exactly you guys do for agents, because I think it's something that's very neglected by agents, especially when you get into it. You have this naive idea that you're just going to walk into the business, start showing houses, get some clients, commission comes in, but we all know that's not the case. So, you know, if you kind of want to expand a little bit on in terms of what you guys do, and then we'll kind of get into the conversation of, I mean, it's really what inspired the company, I would have thought, and, you know, kind of offer some advice to agents on how to really grow the business that they have.
Yeah, well, I'd say, you know, why don't I just share a screen? I think probably what describes exactly why we do what we do and what it is we're dealing with is this.
I love this image.
I pulled up several images from the trainings and education pieces that we do, and depending on how much we want to get into it, I'll share a bunch of them. But this is one that agents universally relate to. I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of one-on-one consultations with agents at all levels, especially top performers. And everybody recognizes themselves in this. This is the life of an agent today in real estate, which is, we call this affectionately, the chaos slide. And it really is, when you say you love this, what is it that you love about it, Paulo?
Like you said, it really epitomizes exactly what it's like being an agent. You know, the two things in green was what I was good at. And then I just felt lost with all the other stuff. No matter how much training I was doing and trying to improve, I mean, and it's almost too much for one person to handle.
You're right on. That's exactly the message here is that, you know, that this is the image of an agent at the center of an industry that has utterly changed. And they're trying to do too many things. They're pulled in too many directions. And it's really just too much, which is what you just said. And lost is a great word because this is the role of the agent in their business, which is meeting people, guiding them through a complex process, doing a great job with that. You know, this is where their fiduciary is. This is where the money is made. And yet more and more and more of their time is spent out here trying to figure out how to put all these complex pieces together. And it didn't used to be that way, but that's certainly how the industry operates today. And it's in this picture, we could come back to this or just leave this on here for most of our conversation. This is what we spent a decade solving for and refining as the industry continues to get more complex for the agent.
Yeah, no, it's funny. You're saying technology's really aided us in terms of the capabilities that we have now in terms of automations and things like that. But you know, really, technology is actually what's caused this problem, and why it's why you need to have all of this stuff. Because gone are the days where you wanted to buy a house, you'd have to walk into the brokerage. The broker would sit there with their book of all the listings that they had, you go through them, and that was the game. But now it's completely changed. And it, like I said earlier, it's just too much for one person to do by themselves.
It's too much. And yet every agent in every brokerage, it doesn't matter which one, is doing exactly the same thing. The brokerage is providing more of the problem, which is here's more and more training, and here's more and more wonderful technology that is beyond the agent's ability to really use effectively. And it's just providing more chaos, not more efficiency. And it's pulling them way off of their ability to grow a business that they want. And yet with an industry that's changed so much, what has not changed is that every agent is just throwing all these tools and techniques and things and reinventing the wheel over and over again. And what's the solution? Right. One of the things is, hey, I'll start a team or I'll join a team, depending on which end of the equation you are. And those are kind of two sides of the same coin, which generally have not been satisfying for either the team owner or the team member generally, a traditional team we're talking about, and or get some coaching and pound at this chaos some more. And that's generally, well, and coaching has its place. It's not to not coaching, but some of the top coaches in the business whom we work with and we know well, one of the things that frustrates them is that even though they got great ideas and things that would really help an agent, even if the agent can apply them for a while in a world of chaos, they can only do it for so long before they're pulled in another direction and pulled off to something else and somewhere else. And they got to give their attention to whatever that is. It's a world of distraction. And really what's impacting agents the most is that there is no clear path through this. What's really the answer? And that's what we've been working on for years. So,
It kind of leads into my first question for you is, with your experience working with agents and being in real estate in general, what are really the pain points you see or the main stumbling blocks for agents in terms of being able to grow their business? And it may not even just be someone who's brand new to the industry. It could be that they've been in it for 3 to 5 years. They have this, you know, they're making a living, but they're not making as much as they want to make. Sure. What are the stumbling blocks for them?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, what's inside the stumbling blocks is kind of the impact of those stumbling blocks. And across my desk, which you can't see, every time I have conversations with an agent who says something pretty poignant to me, I'll write it down about their experience of this chaos. It's in that experience, agents at all levels, but primarily agents who are really performing. And as one said to me, I'm really good at what I do. I just don't have the money to show for it. And I feel like I'm working all the time. Yeah. And another one, just someone I spoke to 2 weeks ago, who's now partnered with Agent Up 360, but 8 years in the business, he said, I did 55 transactions last year and I had zero joy at the end of it. Zero joy, he said, and I felt like I wanted to jump off a bridge. Literally is what he said, is that, it doesn't matter what level of performance you are in the industry today, the number one thing that's impacting agents is the complexity of what it is to try to run this business and have it grow. And you can do transactions, but what's really impeding them is that they can't put together a complete business model. Right. Because the industry between technology and the number of roles it takes to effectively run technology and manage the details in a public environment where the public is going and getting their own information. And when they're doing that, they're meeting 20 other agents in the process. And so agents cannot keep control of their business and the structure of it all. And it's just overwhelming. So the bottom line of what's really the number one thing is that they're not able to operate like a complete business, and it's impacting every part of their life.
Yeah. And you know, it's hard especially if you're starting out, or even if you've been doing it for a while and you don't have the budget for something like Agent Hub 360, where it's kind of a all-in-one solution. Would you say there's areas that agents could prioritize in terms of their follow-up? Like, one thing that I'm very passionate about telling agents is stop focusing on the new leads so much. Like, capturing new leads is all well and good, but the best leads you have are the ones that are already in your database. The people you know, and people don't even consider some of these people leads. Like, if you know someone, they're a lead. They're someone you could be giving information to, right? So what would you say would be kind of priorities for lead generation, lead capturing, following up with who, you know, who, what, why, where, and when kind of thing?
Well, it's a great conversation. And of course, it's one of the fundamental conversations of the business is follow up.
Yeah.
Such a bigger conversation than that. And let me share a little bit more. And I think I need to go into a little more detail besides just showing you this, because this is the problem. And this is all these people, they're literally, I built this years ago, this image, and there literally are 100 people on this. And if you can see them, they're kind of spread everywhere. And very yeah. few are over here, and very, very few get over here. And so it's, you can talk, define lead as you would wish, but it's about how do you build a business so that no relationship is lost. That is the essential part of, or the central mantra for Agent of 360, but it's really what an agent needs to think about, because it's not just follow up with leads, it's follow up with everyone, and yeah. it's forever. Those two things, everyone and forever. And so going a little step farther, this is what a complete business model looks like today. And this is what we've evolved to really free an agent to be on the right side of their business, taking all the pieces of their business into consideration and managing those components, integrating them into a structure of people, process, technology woven together to be the core yeah. central engine for their business. And I want to get to your follow-up, because leads, capture, follow-up, everything. It's one of the reasons why the three business centers that we put together in one hub, obviously a big one is the follow-up center. There's an operations center that integrates all these pieces, and then there's strategic planning and yeah. clarity about what's going to give an agent the best action, you know, what results to actions to take to give them the most specific results. I want to break this image down a little bit more so we can really get to your question about follow-up and leads and things like that. Is that, you know, keeping an agent free on this side of their business to be with the clients and the closings, and shielding them from distraction, from process, from details, stuff they shouldn't be doing and they're not good at. And that's yeah. the reason, that's the most important thing that agents need today, is that kind of shielding and protection from trying to figure out all of these components. And so just briefly, what you were talking about was, okay, their core of their business, the foundation of their business is all the people that they've already connected with, be it a past client, a sphere, someone they've met somewhere that's a friend or an associate, new people they're meeting through open houses, or maybe it's someone that they've spoken to on the phone and they've started some level of relationship. And then there's all this technology that they're working with to try to manage their business, connect with other people, stay connected. And this in its entirety is the tech stack of today. And we can talk a little bit more, because that's why, you know, we've worked so closely with Showcase IDX, is because, you know, it's the number one consumer search in the business. And we can talk about that and how that relates to follow up.
Yeah.
But integrating and structuring all of these components is how then that kind of follow up can occur. And it really comes from discussing this element of the tech stack a little bit more. Do you want me to go into that now?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, why not? But I was going to ask, though, especially where we have this image pulled up, do you guys have any data on where the majority of transactions come from in terms of leads?
Isn't it? Well, yes, it's especially specific to each agent's business.
Okay.
Because one of the, without getting too far afield, one of the fundamental things we're doing is we're managing information.
Yeah.
We're managing data. And it's the data that comes from all of these components over here on the left side of the business. And it's these components that have made it so incredibly complex for agents. But in terms of our managing all of these, this is what all of this, taking all these pieces into the operations center, integrating them in, structuring them, connecting them, that's what makes a complete business. And what it does is that it allows different pieces of information to flow between all the component parts. So when you ask about leads, every agent's, every person that comes into an agent's business, either through an existing source like a sphere, past client, people they're meeting at open houses, as I was just saying, or new leads coming in from advertising or marketing they're doing or lead gen they're paying for and buying. All of those sources are tracked in the hub. So how many people came in, what stage they're in terms of the relationship, and did they convert in terms of now a deal that we're tracking forward and managing towards, right? So over time, an agent has very specific data about, okay, which is the best source for me for where I am, what's producing the greatest returns, and should I stop spending in that area or should I invest more, right?
Yeah, that was something I noticed in my time in real estate. The different agents I knew and kind of looked up to that were successful, they all did have their own niche, is the wrong word, but they all had their own source of leads that they really doubled down on. And there, no agent had the same two, you know, same way of generating leads as the next. So that was something I struggled with as an agent when I was getting started, was what was I good at? Like, I wasn't good at open houses and getting leads from that. But I was better at generating leads online. But the lesson really is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but ultimately the follow-up is the same, right?
Well, it is. And there's an art and a science to follow-up. And it's really through weaving all of that in. It's, everyone knows that in real estate, it's about relationships. It's about relationship building. And it's doing it, as I was saying, with everybody, not just the new leads, and doing it forever. That's the business structure. And that's what allows over here on the right side, as you close the gaps to that, it's what allows the business to expand. And this is where Nolly Williams, a great, great coach and trainer in EXP, he talks about the three freedoms. One freedom is financial freedom. And this is where financial freedom begins, is by having a well-structured business that over the long term, the kind of conversion you're talking about, and being able to see, okay, what's the best lead source and what's the best, you know, business builder for me, having that information and closing the gaps in your systems. That's how financial freedom starts to come about, is it's just closing the gaps in the business that's seeping through. You said, you know, lost in it, that most of the business is lost in the chaos, honestly. Agents lose more business than they keep over time. But then over time, what ends up happening is that then your business starts to create overflow. The long-term leads. I'll give you an example of that in a minute if you want. But it's where now you start to really get overflow. Your business is generating people who are ready to transact, and you're determining, okay, hey, you know, am I going to be the agent for them, or someone else that I work with, either on my flex team or someone that I'm trying to attract to my organization? You know, I'm going to refer those out and create streams of income. That starts to also create the time freedom that Nolly talks about, because you have other streams of income and you can start to strategize. You know, I'm going to take the higher priced listings, or I'm going to focus on listings and refer out the lower price people, or whatever that looks like. Yeah. And then over time, what this creates is then the location freedom, where you can have flexibility in terms of where you are in your business and what you need to be doing with your time. So I wanted to talk a bit about, just touch on some of the things you were asking about in terms of follow-up and linking these pieces of technology. As I was saying, all of these components are the agent's tech stack. Yeah. And that's, we do training on that, and we've done a webinar with you on tech stack. Really, so agents start to understand these critical core components of their business and how they interrelate. I wanted to read something. You were talking about follow-up over the long term. And one of our agents just sent to, there were three of us that are the founders of Agent Up 360. And someone just sent us a text message the other day saying, super great news. He met a client in December of 2021, she says, which is almost, what is that? It was February of 2021, which is about 23 months ago.
Yeah.
And last week she closed on January 4th. I'm reading this text, and she said, I met them at an open house. I showed them one property that day, and she said, I haven't seen them since. So that's almost 23 months ago. Mm-hmm. She said, I called them every week for the next 5 weeks, and they never picked up. And so I stopped calling because I didn't want to bother them, and I got busy, she said, which is like the story every agent experiences, right? And then she said that the husband reached out to her in December of just a month ago. We're in January of 2023. And he said when he called, he said, I think it was just genius of you to follow up all these times with my wife. And she said, I didn't follow up. She said, my team followed up for me. And that's by having long-term follow-up, linking with these clients and doing that calling that 2 years later, someone from an open house turns into a client.
Yeah.
But how do you do that, right?
It's not possible, especially when you're talking about the amount of volume of leads you need to get in to get to that transaction. It's not possible to follow up with that many people and still show houses and still be writing contracts and doing all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I want to go a little bit deeper into, okay, so how does that happen? How does someone from an open house 2 years ago, the agent followed up with a couple of times, never spoke to, and then 2 years later, they're calling saying, hey, you know, I think it was genius that you stayed in touch. It's by connecting all of these pieces, and the kind of business that you want is from managing all of the relationships. And so just talking about this tech stack a little bit farther here, let me bounce out of here for a second, all agents are dealing with all of these pieces of technology. And the big problem for them is that with all of these different pieces, they really are not the answer for an agent, because without people to manage details and process plugging in all this technology, they just end up being weapons of mass distraction, you know, things that are pulling them in different directions, but not really giving the agent a return. Yeah.
It's funny. I won't say the company I worked with. I probably spent about $6,000-$7,000 with them. I generate a lot of leads, but you know, as you guys know, the timing of your follow-up is very important. When a new lead comes in, you know, they say within 5 minutes, really, you should be on the phone with them,
right,
or whatever. But it kept happening that I wasn't able to be on the phone with them when the lead came in. So I would end up essentially dropping the ball, and they would just be in a drip campaign and it wouldn't be as effective. So, you know, at the time I remember thinking, I wish I could afford an ISA, an inside sales agent that could do this for me.
Well, let me throw some things in there. Is that in that chaos slide, the thing is that all agents are told, you know, hey, get a VA, get an ISA, do those kind of things. But when you plug a caller into chaos, you may get some results. But next year, do you have a bigger business?
Yeah.
You may have gotten some transactions, which is great. But really, the conversation that we're in at Agent Up 360 and the conversation I'm actually having with you now is about the distinction between what's going to get you some more transactions and what's actually going to build a future that you want,
a business
that gets bigger and more successful the longer you're in it. And that really is going to take figuring out, okay, how do I take all these pieces of technology, how do I take all of these relationships that are just pointing to that whole tech stack, and how do I make this work right? And one of the key things you just said, tell me if I'm getting you dizzy bouncing in and out of sharing a screen, but I want to share this one image of what you just said. Hang on just a sec. One of the things we say is that agents should no longer in the industry today be the first responder. And when you're talking about leads coming in, agents talk about they want more leads, or I want leads, and I want more closings. And yet there's nothing to connect all of this together for them to have a business. And one of the reasons is that they should not be the first responder because of this. This is the kind of lead engagement just to get to hello that we go through that no agent can match. And it's, you know, it's doing this, which is when a lead comes in, calling them three times in the first 5 minutes. And if they didn't answer, then you call them twice more that day. That's five times in the first day, just to try to get to a first conversation.
Yeah.
And if they didn't answer, then you call them once a day for the rest of that first week, then once a week for the rest of that first month, and then once a month out 365. And in the meantime, you're texting. This is what we do in the hub for all new online leads coming in, just to get to that first conversation. So I think one of the critical rules for agents is do not be the first responder.
Yeah, and even from a perception, you know, if I have a real estate agent that's calling me this much and texting me this much, I'm probably going to think they're not that busy. So am I working with someone who's out there selling houses or someone who's on the phone all day? You know, so there is that angle too, that you're right. They shouldn't, you know, the agent shouldn't be, you know, when you go to the car dealership, the owner of the dealership doesn't come out to sell you the car, right? It's, you might deal with them at the end because they're running the whole show.
Yeah.
There is that perception too.
And the other part of this is that there's an element of what agents should be doing, and then also what it is that they don't want to be doing, or the things that they should not be doing. And one of the things they should not be doing is being the first responder for new leads coming in, because it takes between 8 and 14 calls generally to get to hello. And that's why agents will call 2-3 times maybe, and then if they didn't connect, that's it. And so the conversion rates are as low as they are because you just cannot connect to a phone-resistant public. The other thing is that when we talk about follow-up with their entire database, is that agents need to be doing intelligent follow-up with the calls that they need to be making with people that they've already connected to, or they said they were going to do a CMA in 6 months and they need to, you know, set up that appointment to go buy the house, you know, and give them the information or whatever it is. But generally, agents don't want to be calling just for no reason to check in. And having an assistant do that has it not only better for the public, because your client likes, you know, would rather talk to your assistant sometimes than you're calling, and they know you're just kind of seeing what is their more business, right?
Exactly.
So,
You know, the stat that always sticks out to me, it was really alarming when I read it. National Association of Realtors, I think it was home transactions in 2021. Well, they said 49% of home buyers started their search online before speaking to an agent. And then of the home buyers across the country, I think it was 73% of them only spoke to one agent before they worked with them and purchased the home. So you think about how that really shrinks your chances of being that agent. And, you know, the little saying I always have is you want to be the last person someone thinks of and the first person they call. but it's that kind of follow-up you were just talking about, right? That's how you make sure you stay top of mind, that even if nothing's going to happen from that phone call, that person is still thinking, oh, well, Ben's admin just called me, you know, real estate Ben, and that's the association they have with you.
Well, and I want to distinguish, this is for online leads that you've never met, that you don't know where they're coming from. They may never be engaged. And nobody's leaving a voicemail in here. This is not, no one knows you're calling really until the client picks up and they get to have a conversation. Really where I want to drive in this conversation is into, okay, this is what it looks like when you've got your tech stack, all of these pieces from your CRM up through your mass communications, you know, your website, your homeowner market report, your listing marketing, your lead gen, and your mass communications. These are the core pieces. There's a couple more to having a complete tech stack today, but this whole conversation about follow-up, and we can go very deep on this, but what does it look like to really do great follow-up? Well, first of all, you know, what we talked about is it's got to be with everyone.
Yes.
So it's, first of all, you cannot grow a business with just buying leads, because tomorrow or next year, you start all over having to buy more leads. And all you're doing is just trading some time and money, hoping to convert some people. But you're not really building a business. You're doing transactions. But now managing, think of as where we started, which is having a business built so that no relationship is lost. So all of those relationships, especially the ones of people you've already met, all go in one place. So one of the critical rules here is that everybody in one place. And that's one of the major things that we see in all professionals. They've got people in their cell phone, on their social media. They've got it in their past brokerages, CRM. They've got some, the new leads over here in their new CRM and on their three different lead generation platforms. And a lot of the stuff is, you know, on a spreadsheet or a note from an open house. And so you can't build anything off of that. And you cannot do intelligent follow-up from there, right? So rule number one is that your CRM is the foundation of your business. And so everybody in one place. The other rule to your CRM to do great follow-up is you, the agent, should not be managing it, because there is no management of your CRM. You know it. I just got off the phone earlier today, and he said, I need to spend more time organizing my CRM. And I said, you really shouldn't, because you're going to do it. And 6 months from now, it won't have made any difference for you. And he's like, well, I'm going to pay my assistant to do it. I spent $1,000 2 years ago to have them organize it. And now we need to reorganize it again. And I said, most agents have had to reorganize their database multiple times, and nothing is being managed in there. Yeah. It should really be completely taken off your hands, which is the first thing that we do, is structure and organize all of their data and then manage it going forward.
Yeah.
The other piece, though, is linking everybody to your business and having the best pieces in your business. And this is where Showcase comes in. But now, when we're calling through and connecting regularly to people in your database, calling through everybody and adjusting the cadence of the call, depending on, you know, if they're not going to do a transaction, then we reach out every 6 months. But once they've said they want to do a transaction, we move the call cadence forward. So we're calling every 3 months and then every month, just to stay connected with the client. But to know that kind of information, sorry, Paulo, am I going too deep here?
No, please.
Okay, because I just want to sculpt something out here real fast, and maybe some of the people watching this will really land for you, is that now what we want is that with everybody in one place, what you want is for, as people are being connected to connecting different people in your database, and as those new leads come in, that they're all connected to great pieces of information from your business. Like your IDX website and a tremendous, the best of breed technology for the buyer search. So they use it. It's a good tool. I'm going to show you something. This is why we recommend Showcase IDX. But now they're getting great information from you. And also all your sellers are getting all the information about their property value, what's sold, what's recently come on the market. And they're getting that from your business. And so that's not only information your business is giving them, that's great information your business is giving back to you. And here's a great example of why these pieces need to be connected, and especially your lead gen. You were talking about new leads coming in, is this, is that great follow-up happens by having all of this connected. And for example, a client of ours or one of our agent partners uses Zillow as their lead gen. Their Zillow and all of their lead gen is integrated into the hub. As soon as a lead comes in, we set them up on a buyer search. And this is an example because I listened to the recording, but this is a client that was in Denver who was searching for properties in Nashville. And as soon as that lead came in, we set the buyer up on a search on the client's Showcase IDX website, on the agent's Showcase IDX website. And this is where the follow-up issue comes in, is that the agent had already tasked themselves to call later that week to follow up a few days later. But in the meantime, the client was searching from her office on her lunch hour on the agent's website, looking at properties, liking them, emoji, sharing it with her husband. Yeah. And as soon as that information came into the hub, then the follow-up team for that agent could call out and reach them. And so the timing of this communication had everything to do with the client being linked to great technology and information from the agent's business. And I listened to this call. It was 10 minutes long. The caller was talking about, the client was saying, hey, you know, we want to move back to Nashville. We'd like to do it within the next 4 to 6 months. We're looking at $1 million to $1.5 million-ish. I mean, great price range. Yeah. And various things about their timing and their motivation, everything. And then at the end, it just so happened that the follow-up specialist could do a live transfer for connecting the agent to the client. Here's two things, Paula, I just wanted to quickly point out. Here's the two most important pieces. Number one is, this is where the agent started the conversation, was here, yeah. Right? And I can almost guarantee you that would never have happened if all these pieces hadn't been connected. Everything else here was put together by people, process, and integrating technology. So the whole conversation about follow-up has everything to do with the structure of your business. Because what do you think would have happened had this, when this client started searching, if they weren't connected to either a great buyer search or had never been connected to the agent search at all in those first couple of days, what do you think would have happened when they went to search? Where would they have gone?
Back to Zillow.
100%, right? Yeah. The path of least resistance was for them to go back to Zillow.
Yeah.
And so that's why when they go to Zillow, their information is being sold to 10 other agents. And so it wouldn't matter if your ISA just was blindly calling this agent or this client, sorry, or the agent a couple of days later when they tasked themselves to call, the agent called some point, this client was already probably gone. And that's why conversion rates suck. And that's why almost all of the lead spend is a waste and agents aren't building their business. It's because it all needs to be connected.
Yeah. I'll tell agents this a lot. You know, and they ask me, where should I start in terms of getting new leads and stuff like that? I'm like, well, do you have a CRM and do you have a website that has an IDX on it? They're the two things you need, really, as like your diagram suggests, the foundation of the business. And, you know, with follow-up, there is no better follow-up than having someone set up on a buyer search because you're providing them information they've already expressed an interest in. You know, and it's not, you're not annoying them with salesy emails or, you know, silly quotes and things like that. Is genuine information that they're going to go looking for otherwise, so why not provide it to them?
Right. Well, let me go farther, and I know you believe what I'm about to say, but yeah. I really want to take this. There's a big difference in what you just said about being able to do the kind of follow-up that agents want, because in this world every agent has a CRM or three,
yeah.
And they also, everybody has something, probably their broker has given them a great all-in-one platform that comes with some generic website.
Yeah.
And there's probably a buyer search attached to that, right? So every agent has CRMs and website available out the wazoo.
Yeah.
And it's not making a difference for a variety of reasons. But one of the critical pieces is that not only is not everybody in one place, and the agent is the one left to manage it, which is the number one problem with all-in-ones. The agent has too much to manage and they're not using it. So then there is no critical follow-up. But the other piece is, what's the quality of the kind of search, that buyer search you said? And this is, hopefully you don't mind, I'm going to brag on your company for a second. But one of the things that we do, first of all, right, is starting out with a complete business plan. Which is evaluating their tech stack and what pieces of the tech stack they have, what are they missing, what do they want to upgrade to best of breed. And so a big conversation is about what's the difference between all-in-ones versus best of breed. And I think Showcase IDX is the best example of why best of breed is so essential to have a business that is going to build and grow over the long term and that your clients are going to use because if they don't use it and they bounce to Zillow, what good is it? So look at this. So this is consumer retention versus consumer loss. This is just a comparison between a number of IDX home searches that you could have attached to your website. And these red stars are the all-in-ones. So not picking on anybody, but just showing, for example, Wailopo all-in-one. The website generically will keep about 18.3%, two out of every 10 clients when they land on it will stay, consumer retention, and about 8 out of 10 will bounce. And where do you think they go, right? And here's, for instance, here's KV Core, which a lot of agents we work with at eXp have. So KV Core, 28%, 27.9% retention, which is about 3 out of 10 clients that land there stay, and about 7 out of 10 of them bounce. And where do you think they go?
Yeah.
Probably Zillow, right?
Yep.
Or some other major national platform they're used to using and they like using better because of the layout, the intuitiveness, yeah, the mapping, whatever it is. This is the number one reason that we suggest Showcase IDX is this, is Showcase IDX consumer retention, 96%, consumer loss 4%. And when you look at the difference between 28% retention and 95% retention is 60 whatever percentage points difference. That 65, 68%, whatever that is the difference over time of you're having a business that grows magnificently and you're just retaining some people and getting the possibility of that business. And
yeah, so, I always point out to agents in that respect is, you know, every lead that, or website visitor that comes to your website, there's a cost attached to it, right? Whether that's been print marketing, online marketing, however they've ended up there, it's cost you money to get them there. So if you're bleeding 8 of 10 visitors because they leave and don't come back, you're just losing money for no reason.
100%.
Outside of the fact you can't keep growing your business, like you said, with those that kind of return.
Right.
And these kind of business decisions, I think, are overlooked by a lot of agents because they get caught up in the chaos. And it's, I'm losing.
And it's true. I think the losing money, it's also, you know, it's the big thing here for me and for us, it's that the lost quality of life is that I swear to you, it doesn't matter what level of production an agent is doing. At some point, they are all getting to that point where I've done 55 transactions and I got zero joy, as I was just saying. I mean, what is happening in an industry where that's the case and that's the predominant experience, whether you're closing 15 or 55, right? And that's why when we're having this conversation about, okay, what's the biggest issues for agents, which is they cannot operate like a complete business because there's too many parts, it's too complex, and it takes specialization, right? The other piece is that they need really great pieces in their business, like Showcase IDX and other good pieces, like you know, the components we're talking about, to really make an impact. And they don't know because they're going with whatever is the easiest thing for them, which is usually an all-in-one provided for them, which they can't use completely anyway. And so we're there, right?
Well, the point with the all-in-ones too is I experienced this as an agent. I was only in the business for about 5 or 6 years actively. And I bounced between 4 different brokerages in that time. So all the searches I set up on those all-in-ones, I had to redo again. Any new leads that came in, I essentially couldn't keep because depending on your state, technically the brokerage owns those leads, not you.
Yeah.
And you're essentially tying yourself down business-wise because if you have an opportunity where you could be getting a higher split somewhere else or there's a better business environment for you, you have to weigh that up with the fact that I'm going to have to start all over again. Because I don't own my website, I don't own my CRM, I don't own any of those components. You know, so that's another business decision you've got to think about when it comes to these kinds of things.
Absolutely. I think it really, what's buried in these kind of conversations, and here's one of the things I want to say to whomever's listening, is that this is about having awareness. And from this place, then you can make great choices. But until this place, you really are left in just trying to put more and more effort into this world. And this is a world of effort with very little sustainability. You know, it's one of the things I love. I was listening to an interview with Glenn Sanford, the CEO and founder of eXp the other day. And he said one of the reasons that he and his team developed eXp is that they were solving for the problem of the real estate revolving door, which was agents coming and agents going because they're searching for something and they can't find it, right? They can't find a solution. And that's really what we've been working on is, okay, what's the real solution to all of this? And it's not just one thing, right? It's not just plugging an assistant in. It's not just plugging a caller in. It's not just getting a better CRM or getting more training or starting a team, because everyone has access to all that. Everyone has tried all that, and it doesn't work for almost everyone except for very, very few. And it's because this conversation about technology that we're talking about and best of breed is that agents really at the core of all of this is that they need more people and process put together for them. And if I could, you know, one thing for agents is that it's not their fault that they're struggling in all of this.
Yeah.
It's just, it's inhuman for them to think that they can do all of these roles and that they've got time in order to do all of it. And so they can't do the follow-up, even if they've got a great CRM, even if they've got a great buyer search, unless other people are connecting them to those things or managing the relationship or doing consistent calling in between. Yeah. To stay connected. And those are the calls the agent does not want to do because they don't want to sound like a used car salesman calling all their people. I could share a couple of other things. You want to see some statistics or what?
I was about to ask for some statistics. One of the things I was going to ask was, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer because we've discussed this before, but for our listeners, and maybe the numbers have changed, what the average time is from, or say a lead signing up on a website to a closed transaction?
You know, well, great question. Let me give you an example. I love this example, and I've used it in a bunch of my recent trainings.
Yeah.
Is that this is, now, most of the agents we work with are business-minded and high producers or people that are clear about what it takes to be a producer and someone who's growing something beyond their own transactions, you know, growing a business that provides other streams of income, you know, has overflow to feed other people in their organization, and they have a business to sell at the end of it. Yeah. Like, that takes a complete structure. This is a really good agent who's been in the business about 13, 14 years now, and always kind of struggled to do that consistent 20 transactions, was, you know, in that 15, 18, bouncing around, you know, up and down. And what I love about this is that this is looking forward the next 4 months in his business. When we did this snapshot not too long ago, he had 11 active clients he was working with that had 14 deals in the pipe for him right in the immediate future. So you're talking about the best is statistics about timing and lead source. Here's how those 11 clients, where they came from and the amount of time. So client one through client 11, online lead came in 21 months ago from Facebook, usually long-term and low conversion rate.
Yeah.
21 months. The place to point here is the number of months since first introduction. 21, 20, 21, 13, 10, wherever you want to look, 8 months.
I'm assuming where it says two deals, that was a home sale and a buy on the other side.
Yep, exactly. So 21 months of connection in order to get to a place of two deals, a buy and a sell. And this is a sphere of influence. 20 months of communicating and staying connected to produce a deal. Another online lead, someone that came in through their KV core, blah, blah, blah. It could be someone off a listing sign call. So a couple of things to point out is that, first of all, the amount of time.
Yeah.
There is no average. It really does vary dramatically. But every agent can see those statistics in their hub in terms of, because we're managing all of that, as I said earlier, where the client came from, what sources are producing the best returns for them over time, because conversion always needs to be talked about over extended period of time, meaning several years. So this is why this is that kind of complete structure, connecting all of the pieces to communicate with the client, not just spammy emails and stuff like that, and an occasional call, right? It needs to be connecting them to the buyer search or the homeowner report and a call going out and, you know, some other communication that's happening. The other piece that I would point to is that almost all of this would not exist for an agent, except for maybe someone who came in. Maybe they'd keep this one alive, someone who they met online potentially, and within 6 months they were buying.
Yeah.
But this one's even questionable. Probably these couple of people that came in on a listing sign call and someone that was just a month intro had gone right into a deal. The rest of these would be gone. And it's not because they're not accessible to the agent. It's just that they don't have enough people and process integrating all of their tech stack that we were talking about. the last piece I want to point to is down here in this lower left corner, is that what we've seen more and more when we talk about quality of life is that agents, even ones multi-icon agents, they get to the end of their year and they've got to start all over again.
Yes.
And because they've been good, they're like, okay, I know that I'll probably have transactions coming and other people referring, but it's not because their business is well put together. And when they look forward, especially right now in a market that's changing, most of the people that I speak to today looking forward, even really, really successful agents, are really uncertain about their future because they have no structure to their business. It's all just kind of flown organically. You know, business structure by Braille is how they've kind of done it. So this is the piece down here, is that this agent, in the structure and the things that we're managing, there's 54 more relationships that have a future deal attached to them because the client has said they want to buy or sell within that period. And we're managing in terms of our communicating with them and in terms of the integration with the agent. He looks forward and he said just the other day, he's like, have you seen what's in my pipeline? He's excited about what's coming.
You can actually see growth.
You can see growth. You can see momentum in the business. You can see where, do you know what it feels like? This is what beats the crap out of agents. And it's so disheartening. Most agents, they never have a hope in hell of a conversion here 21 months out. And for someone though, like this agent, when he can see that work he did 2 years ago, money he spent, you know, 20 months ago is turning into one or two transactions now. It's why an agent just said to us, I love it. He said, I feel like now the effort I put in has a real return. You know, that it's building towards something. It's not the majority of your energy is just wasted.
Well, I think the sad thing is with these ones that are 20, 21 months is, you know, which breaks my heart. Majority of new agents aren't going to stick around long enough to see the fruits of that labor, right? Because I think that the stat is 97% of agents drop out of the industry within the first 3 years. A lot of people aren't seeing that. And then an agent like this, who's successful already, they're going to refocus on kind of what you just said. They're going to refocus on the now business and stuff that's going on. And they've got, you said they were doing 17, 20 deals a year, roughly.
Yeah,
that's enough to keep you busy. You know, very busy. So you're going to focus on that instead of this potential business. But now all of a sudden he's got 54 in the pipeline. And something I missed when you first showed me this last week when we were discussing the podcast, this is only the next 4 months. That's only a third of the year.
It's a third of the year. So, I mean, literally in the track, he's done in a third of the year what he was doing uncertainly in an entire year almost. And yet when he looks forward, not only has he, in a third of year, he's done about a year's worth, so he's basically on track for three times his normal volume. But when he looks forward, now these aren't all that are going to close in this calendar year. It's probably over the next two and a half years. But these are all that are tracking, and there'll be more added to it. It's a whole nother way of living and being a professional, but they can't get the freedom and the breakthrough that they want in their life, in their business, without having it put together. And I think that's probably the fundamental message out of all this, is that you really today, is that to have the quality of life you want is to get the real truth that's in this picture about the unsustainability for this and the lack of your ability to have not just the money, but the quality of life you want out of here, and how essential it is to have the pieces structured and put together, and that this is not, it is doable. It has taken us a decade in working with hundreds and hundreds of agents to refine and develop and really be inside agents' businesses, but it's possible for agents to have a complete business, but to start from that place, not to try to put it together 2, 3, 4 years from now.
Yeah, and I think I certainly experienced this when I got into the industry, was that there's an older way of doing business that's just not, as you said, it's not sustainable now. You know, agents who have been doing this for 20 years have that referral network, so they're always generating new business. Past clients, eventually, you know, that cycle of buying and selling homes, so they're always busy. You can't come in and do what you used to do, or what agents used to do, of just open houses, cold calling, you know, because you didn't need as many leads to get down to the transaction in the funnel. But now you just, and then you also can't keep just shoving leads in at the top, because it's, you're going to get what's the word in the funnel? There's just going to be too much, right? There's going to be too much at the top. You can't siphon it out and focus on where the transactions are going to come from.
No, and I say to agents all the time who talk about leads, most of the agents we work with they're in that middle where they've got a database of people that's not organized, yeah. But they've got a lot of relationships. But most of them are like an agent today who, going back to not to beat this one to death, but you know, a real common one, and I say this in a video overview on our website, is, you know, an agent 30 years in the business has done about 1,500 transactions, and she said, "I'm too good of an agent to have a business that looks like mine does."
Yeah.
And it's a business that's beating her up and exhausting her. And it has so much uncertainty about the future. And 3 decades in, contrary to what you just said, is that 3 decades in, she can't even connect with most of the clients from 15, 20 years ago, because she doesn't have that data.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the information, right? She hasn't kept track of it all. It's not organized. And so that business is not coming to her, except if they feel like, hey, I got to track her down, and they call her, which is what most agents, you know, they're relying on. But they've been business for a while, is not good structure, and it's not their fault. Again, it's just the business has gotten complex, but they're really relying on hope and the good reputation and goodwill that they've created out there, that someone's going to contact them.
I do want to take a look at some of these statistics, because I do think they're very eye-opening for agents. But you know, just kind of tying all of that together, especially with the timing of this recording, is, you know, beginning of 2023, you know, and I think what you said, it's all about people and process, right? And while some agents may not have the budget for the people right now, you've really got to dial in the process. So you can't keep living in the chaos, because, you know, new year is a good way to really dial in that process. And I think just getting your tech stack in line is really the first piece to really focus on, and then start figuring out where you can find the budget for the missing pieces.
Yeah, and that's one of the first pieces we do with agents is go through, as I think I said earlier, is that do a tech stack analysis. Look at what pieces they've got, what they don't have, where are they? Are they part of an all-in-one? Are they this? You know, do they own the website? What kind of buyer search do they have? What are they spending? In most cases, when we're putting together that business plan of first their tech stack, as well as organizing all of their database, we're also putting together a marketing plan and a 3-year financial plan. And in most cases, we are cutting tremendous amount of wasted money agents are spending on all types of things, because not only does the hub put that all together and do it, but also it's not generating return for agents. And that's the other piece that's draining to them, is that they're trying different things and it's not working, and they're trying something else and they're spending money and it's not working or producing some results. It's mostly a lot of wasted hope as well as wasted money.
Yeah.
So it all fits into, you know, again, going back to that fundamental issue, which is having a complete business. What does it take today? It takes, you know, a more sophisticated approach, is really. We should have gotten to these earlier, probably. I think this is one of the things that you wanted me to go through. Just for instance, when we're talking about, okay, now you've got a structured, you've got a well-designed and integrated tech stack of all the pieces, your database is being managed, and now there's consistent and scheduled outreach commensurate with the relationship of where the client is, you know, in relation to their next transaction or not. So this would be call results. This was just an example we pulled up, which is an agent who's been in the hub now probably about 8-9 months. when we did this screen cap, but not being a first responder, because this is the kind of heavy lifting from between cold leads, their database calls, inbound calls, new Mets online leads, pipeline calls, all of this. This is 7 months worth of calling, right? And 4,700 plus calls outbound to these people. We connected with 683 of them, which we should do some statistics there, but that's probably about one in what, eight, right? One in nine.
I was going to say 15%. That's about right. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That we've connected to. And from there, interestingly enough, now deals, we're tracking 99 deals, meaning out of this many calls, this is why an agent could never do this much outbound calling to their entire database and all these different sources when you're talking about, and that why agents should not be trying to do this all themselves. Then we all connected with, you know, almost 700 of them. And out of that 700, there's 99 that have said that there is an actual transaction in the future. I don't mean 10 years off, but people that have said, hey, a year and a half from now, we're thinking of, you know, upsizing, or when our son graduates from high school 2 years from now, we're thinking of downsizing or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Now there's a relationship to manage forward. And this is the kind of business management that's required. And then 43 introductions out of all those calls, right? So in 7 months, gotten 43 introductions out of this amount of calling.
Introduction being they met, or just they had a phone call, the agent and the client.
So it's great. This is you can look right to this intros. Where did they come from? It's a variety of stuff. This will be all introductions on the phone.
Okay.
It's because they're coming out of this kind of calling. But where did they come from?
Yeah.
So cold leads, two from their database, one was an inbound, you know, a bunch of online leads coming in, you know, that kind of stuff. So this is interesting in terms of cold leads. Let me go one step farther. Actually, I'll go two steps farther. What we're talking about, how important tying all of their business together is in this piece, is that, can you see it's at the bottom of the screen? Can you see that? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that, look at what's happening during those calls, is that as well during this entire process, while we're speaking to people or there's people coming in, we've created 114 buyer searches and 82 homeowner market reports, almost 200 of them in that process. So in this agent's database, when we're connecting with people, when leads are coming in, we're connecting to them. In this case, the homeowner market report is Showcase IDX, right? He's got best of breed technology. And now all of these people are receiving great quality information from the agent's business.
Yeah.
And that's where the clients are going to get their information. That's all part of the great follow-up, the great connective tissue of, you know, having a complete business. I'll share one other thing then, and then we can bounce out of here. Is let's see, what else? Cold leads, because every client, every agent has a lot of old cold leads.
A lot.
And right, they're just sitting around. So part of the structuring of their database initially is being, okay, are these a past client? Are they an A, B, or C? Are these a sphere of influence? You know, is this a new Met? Are these leads? And the leads that are old and cold, agents will put in the hub and we do 6 months of follow-up for them. This agent put 677 old cold leads in. And during that time, we connected in our calling. We've not just connected, but almost 15% of those people we've had a conversation with and identified a future deal that we're now managing forward for, right? And this is what's sitting in every agent's database. They've paid for this somewhere, right? They've done marketing, they boosted a post, they paid for Zillow, they bought stuff, they've whatever. And there's business there, except they can't access it. And this has resulted in, you know, 2% meetings, 1% have gotten to agreements, and that grows on from there. But
I'm just looking at the Facebook one, 576 leads there. If 0.5% is in escrow, that means there's about two deals there that are in escrow right now from leads that were just sitting on an Excel spreadsheet, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, right. Well, somewhere, right? They're scattered everywhere. So this is why, Now what we're saying is that, yeah, you can keep buying leads, you can keep doing business the way you're doing it, but it's mostly what's the future you're living into. And an agent that is, you know, taking the past investment, and that's being worked and managed because we structured all of these different pieces. We know where it's coming from. So you're asking about conversion rates. This is part of the conversion data that we're tracking. Okay, so what's been happening for you long term, you know, with the conversions we're doing? Anyway.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I think agents would benefit from, is actually analyzing their conversion rates. I'm sure if you pulled aside a random agent and say, well, your conversion rates and your leads. And again, it's not their fault. They're just so busy that I have time to keep track of this stuff.
They're so busy. Here's the other thing, though, is that it's not just that they're so busy, is that they're the wrong person to be doing it.
Right.
And they're the wrong person because they don't have the skill. It's not that they couldn't learn how to integrate all these pieces of technology, but if they're doing that, then they can't do the other end of the job, which is their role out front. And even if they put it all together, they don't have the time or the desire to be able to manage it all themselves and still have time for their family or to go skiing in the winter.
We all need a break.
Don't we? Yeah. Right. So it's just a different future, but it's really, it's literally what I, going back to what Glenn Sanford said, is that he's building a brokerage for the future. And what we've been building is the structure of performance, of production, and also of professional life for an agent. Because today, it really is a very sophisticated, complex business. And that's what's fundamentally in the way of agents having not only the transactions they want, but also having the lifestyle and the future.
Yeah. And, you know, that is something that, you know, it's conversations I've had with agents is just, yes, it could be perceived that this is an expensive thing to invest in. And yes, for the first few years, you might not see the kind of profits that you would if you just carried on the way you were going. But it's that growth that you're going to see. It's the years 3 to 5 to 10 that you're really going to see the benefits of what you're doing now. So it really is, like you said, just putting a process in place, sticking to it, investing the time, investing the money, whatever you've got, to really grow in the business the way you want it to. Because we all get into real estate with a desire to really expand, have a team, you know.
Yeah.
But the industry just beats you down because it's a brutal, brutal job to have.
It is. It is so much more so today than when I got in it in, you know, the 80s and 90s, because the business used to be just that little yellow circle in that chaos slide.
Yeah.
You know, this was the extent of our role when I got into business.
Yeah.
And my business grew substantially. I was a good agent, you know, and I still am an agent, but, you know, I've had my license in 4 states and I keep my license active, but I'm not doing transactions now. It used to be just that yellow circle. And yet, as we were saying, agents are spending most of their time and energy and money everywhere else. And it's draining everything.
Yeah, definitely.
So there is a different way to do it. And it's this whole conversation about a complete business, their tech stack, where they're spending their energy, and how to put it all together.
Yeah.
All
right. I guess we should wrap it up. We've gone over an hour. I expected we'd be going long because we're both very passionate about this. But before we go for another hour, we'll wrap it up. I definitely would like to get back on, get into even more detail with this stuff, because I think it's so vital for agents to understand all this stuff. I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on.
My gosh, thank you.
Where can everyone find you? AgentHub360.com is the site, right?
Absolutely. I direct people to go to agentup360.com, simply our company's name, .com, not too complex. But go to the Learn More page. There's a lot of information on the website, but go to the Learn More page, watch an overview video. And if you want, if it's calling you, you know, you're business-minded, you're future-focused, you're heart-centered, you know, you're really clear about what it is you want out of this career, then go ahead and you can schedule time with me and my team and we can have a further conversation. But Paolo, you guys are the best in the business, and it's, you know, it's tremendous being partnered with you. No, you make it, you know, Showcase IDX has made a huge impact on agents' business, knowing that, you know, their clients are staying connected and they're giving good information. And we're able to do the kind of follow-up they want because of what it is you guys create. So anyway, love being part of it.
Glad we can be part of the stack.
You are. You're part of the stack. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks, Paolo. Great being with you.